"If you could see her," roared Don Quixote, "what would be the value of your oath? Don't you understand? The point is to believe in her beauty without setting eyes on her. Otherwise we are at war, O base and vile men." "Good knight," replied the merchant, "don't force us to proclaim a truth we haven't seen with our own eyes or heard with our own ears. In the name of my fellow princes, at least show us a portrait of your lady, be it ever so small as a grain of wheat, so that we may swear in all good faith. Even if she is cross-eyed or hunchbacked, once we have seen her, we will gladly say whatever you like." "Dog," cried Don Quixote, "her eyes are as beautiful as amber. Her back is straight as the straightest poplar in all Spain." For that he thrust his lance at the insolent traitor, and would have left him in a dismal state indeed, had Rocinante not tripped and stumbled at that very moment, sending Don Quixote sprawling across the field. From where, weighed down by his lance, his shield, his spurs, his helmet, and his ancient armor, he was unable to move, a fact which did not, however, immobilize his tongue.